In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning. Beloved in Christ, the clergy and all the believers present here, this is a glorious day. Before I look at the building, I look at the faces and thank God for all who are present here today with us. Those who live, labor, and worship in this holy community, and those who are visiting from everywhere. You know, although we are coming here to honor Father Gregory for his 25 years of ministry, of a godly ministry, but that is part of the celebration. The celebration, the main celebration, is not human. Is not human. I am not here to say, bravo, you are the best. No, I will not say it. I am here, you and I, to ascend up with our minds, with our hearts, to heaven. So if you were not working for heaven, we would not be here to honor him. You know, yesterday I said to some people I met here, if I praise you all day long, you know, like it's coming from a human, this is, you know, like it will make us happy for a few minutes. It will satisfy our pride. But we need to hear it from heaven. We need to hear it from God. That counts much. That makes sense. So we say, you know, like, I love you all the time. And at the time, you know, like, after 1 minute, you know, like, we don't forgive each other. Today, the teaching was forgiveness. You know, even the blasphemy against the Son of God will be forgiven. Powerful. So many problems, you know, in our communities, they are still the same and they get worse and worse. You know why? Because they don't know how to forgive each other. In the family, they don't know how to forgive each other. Everywhere, they don't, even Christians. You know, yesterday also I said, and in my teaching everywhere, those who are unforgiving, they remain unforgiving, they are not Christians at all. Whether they are ordained, whether they are receiving communion, whether they are worshipping, you know, like in Byzantine or in Slavonic, it doesn't make any difference. We must be forgiving. This is an order, a commandment from God. By being forgiving, you know, like, nothing matters anymore. All the problems, you know, will melt. Two ladies met me in San Francisco, and they are first cousins. They don't talk to each other. They hate each other. Gossip all the time about, against each other. They said to me, Your Eminence, you know, how can we fix it? I said, you forgive each other. I asked for forgiveness millions of times and she is unable to forgive me. I said, look, let us begin with one. Let us begin with one of you. You have to forgive. And then she said to me, what about if she won't forgive me? I said, you will be at peace and she will. So forgiveness is therapy for everything. So this holy community, beloved in Christ, It's not like for ritual. This is not a country club. This is a community. This is a family. And our Father here is not a human. Our Father is Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus Christ Himself is leading this community from one glory to another. This holy community is led by the Holy Spirit. It was built to experience the kingdom of God from now, not from tomorrow or next year, from now. Your salvation tells us, the scriptures tell us, your salvation is now. You know, St. Anthony the Great, he was looking for the absolute truth. And we know that the absolute truth is not on earth. It's not from earth. It's from God. God is the absolute truth. So he was walking in Alexandria. He had the money you can imagine. He had the money. He inherited everything. But he was unhappy. And today at the banquet, I will say more about how you good people, how can we become happy people? How can we get out of sorrows into joy? That is our dessert in the banquet. Our food and dessert is not food and dessert like the way we eat it all the time. But today, our food and our dessert from heaven, heavenly. So St. Anthony was looking for that absolute truth until he found it in one sentence from the scriptures. It happened, and with God there is no accident. Nothing is done by accident with God. So that scripture at that moment was telling that if you like to be perfect, this big gift. I would love to be perfect, if possible. Every one of us desires to be perfect, if possible. But that only God makes us that way. So the scriptures, please come be seated till home. So the scripture was reading, if you like to be perfect, go. Go sell everything. Go. Disperse everything. Give everything to the poor. Include everyone in your life and come after me. Carry the cross. This is Christianity. Some people, you know, like they dance in the church. Some people, they have drums and they have, you know, like music. The church is not about music. The church is not about like this or that. The church is not a theater. The church is heaven on earth. We bring heaven down to earth, and we bring earth, we ascend earth to heaven. So this kind of communication is the church. So if we are in the church here, we enjoy Father Gregory, we enjoy his teaching, we enjoy the choir, we enjoy the music, and we forget about heaven. Waste of time. So the church needs dedication from people. The church needs dedicated people like beautiful ladies. You know, every church has a name. Every church has a name. Yesterday when I came here, I walked into the church to venerate the icons. Of course, our Lord and the Mother of God, you know, like they are the top. But I was looking at that icon, the myrrh-bearing woman. And very seldom, very rare, we see this icon in the churches. You know, in the whole archdiocese in North America, we have over 300 churches. This is the only church named after the myrrh-bearing woman. In the Orthodox world, you know, like in the Middle East, everywhere, I never have seen a church named after the myrrh-bearing woman. Now, it's not by accident. Look at this beautiful icon. What do you see there? Committed, dedicated ladies. You know, Peter denied him 3 times, but the myrrh-bearing woman served him. Thomas said, if I don't put my finger in his side, I won't believe. But these people, they proclaimed the good tidings, the good news. They shared the holy resurrection. They announced the holy resurrection to the whole universe. They served him when every man disappeared. These ladies stayed with him. Stayed with him. You know, we ought to be staying with him. So when we receive communion, it means that we are united to him. We are in him and he is with us. So communion is not like for, you know, prestige or for like some fancy. Communion means like God is giving himself to us to live according to his teaching, according to his humanity, according to his mind, according to his, you know, like the way he lives. So the church is preparing us. You know, every ministry we do, like the miracle what he did, is a preparation for us to be in the ambience, in the atmosphere, in the kingdom of God. So in the church, God is not to forget. Yesterday, I got together with the boys and with the young adults. I had dinner with them. I had a very good question. Today to give you like a long session. The others, one is, I like to go to that church because the music is nice. The church is not about music. The church, you know, like the music, you know, like most of the time, you know, like when I served in Cyprus or elsewhere, I didn't have a choir. I didn't have, you know, like anyone to sing with me or to practice music. We did reading, you know, like we read everything. So the music is a tool. Everything, you know, we see human in the church, like it is a tool. So the church is not about music. I love this music. I am this lousy or this. That is not a question. In the church, we learn how to ascend. So how to ascend to heaven in our mind, in our senses, in our whole being. I explained to them yesterday in my teaching that even the fast, we fasted the Holy Communion fast. The fast is a tool, but the objective is the purification of mind and soul and body. We don't have to make everything superficial in the church, but when we are fasting, we fight over the food, you know, father. That is not the story. It's supposed to make the whole point. The past is like with the prayer. She is a human like us. She is a human like us. But by prayer and fasting, she became worthy to become the mother of God. So everyone does that, he will become worthy to be the son or the daughter of heaven. When we pray, beloved in Christ, we shut our ears. You know, like one prayer now in Orthos, we said, open the door of thy compassion. Can anyone explain that? Look the metaphor here. Open the door of thy compassion, O Theotokos. You know, we're not talking about doors, shut doors and open doors and everything. It means that we have to shut the ears. We have to shut the eyes. We have to shut the mind. We have to shut everything, but we keep it open for heaven, for the heavenly things. This is the way we become Christians, by being forgiving, by being, you know, like dedicated, like that, by being prayerful, praying, community, by being, you know, like obedient to the teaching. You know, Father Gregory is here. He is not the one who invented the religion or the faith or the doctrines. I am not the one who invented, you know, like anything we practice in the church. This is a gift. This is a gift from heaven to human. This is a gift from God having this, what we have here in the church. We have good people and his ministry, Father Gregory's ministry, like mine. Father Gregory's ministry or any other priest is to lead the people into heaven. Nothing else. You know, visiting hospital is good. Having dinner with people, that is good too. Talking to people, fixing some marital problems, that is good. But first and foremost, his ministry is to lead the community. So, beloved in Christ, we are here today to strengthen this kind of faith inside of each one of us, and this faith will be our vehicle, our truth, if you like, which will lead us to heaven. This is the church, and don't miss it. The church is not like where we say hi and we socialize and we do some a few activities. No, the first and foremost is heaven in our mind. So thank God for this holy community and for all of you, whether you are visiting, whether you are part of this holy community. This holy community always has been generous and has been hospitable, ready to embrace everyone. So let us be today the teaching in the epistle. Look how it ends. You shall love your neighbors. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Isn't it beautiful? So, our neighbor is everyone on the street. That is our neighbor. That's why he said to Peter, you know, Peter, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said, yes. He said it again. You know, yesterday was some argument about, like, we have repetition in the church. Like the same, what Jesus, you know, said to Peter. Three times. Peter, okay, you love me. Yes, sir, I do. Yes, master, I love. Okay, Peter, son of Jonah, do you love me? If you do, feed my sheep. Practice it. Prove it. Put it into actions. The third time he said, do you love me? And Peter was upset. You know, was upset and was unhappy. Why you're saying that 3 times? Because, you know, like, there is emphasis. We have to remind each other, millions of us, doesn't it? Because, you know, love is not creation. Love is action. And love will lead us to forgiveness. Love will lead us to forgiveness. Love will lead us to everything. God be with you all today.